Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hearing from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 20, entitled The Dynasty of Puru, Text 24 to 26. So please repeat. Chakram Dakshina Haste Sya. Padma Kosho Sya Padayo. Ije Mahabhishekena. So Bishikto Diradvibhu. I'll do the next two verses. Pancha panchasata bedhyair gangayam anubijibi mamateyam purodaya yamunam anucha prabhu asta saptati medyasvan babanda pradadvasu ratasya hidasmanter agni sachi gunechita Sahasram Badvaso Yasmin Brahmanaga Vibhejire. Word for word, chakram. The mark of Krishna's disc. Dakshina Haste. On the palm of the right hand. Asya. Of him. Bharat. Padma Kosha. The mark of the whole wall of a lotus. Asya, of him. Padayo, on the soles of the feet. Ije, worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maha Abhishekena, by a grand Vedic ritualistic ceremony. Maharaj Bharat. Abhishikta, being promoted. Adhirat, to the topmost position of a ruler. Vibhu, the master of everything. Pancha Panchasata, 55. Medhyai, fit for sacrifices. Ganga Yamanu, from the mouth of the Ganges to the source. Vajibi, with horses. Mamateyam, the great sage Bhrigu. Purodaya, making him the great priest. Yamunam, on the bank of the Yamuna. Anu, in regular order. Cha, also. Prabhu, the Supreme Master, Maharaj Bharat. Asta Saptati, 78. Medya Asvan, horses fit for sacrifice. Babanda, he bound. Pradadat, gave in charity. Vasu, riches. Bharatasya, of Maharaj Bharat. He, indeed, Dosmante, the son of Maharaj Dushmanta. Agni, the sacrificial fire. Sachi Gune, on an excellent site. Chita, established. Sahasram, thousands. Badvasha, by the number of one badva. One badva equals 13,084. Yasmin, in which sacrifices. Brahmana, all the brahmanas present. Ga, the cows. Vivejire, receive their respective share. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Bharat, the son of Dushmanta, had the mark of Lord Krishna's disc on the palm of his right hand, and he had the mark of the lotus oil on the soles of his feet. By worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead with a grand ritualistic ceremony, he became the emperor and master of the entire world. Then, under the priesthood of Mameteya, Bhrigu Muni, he performed 55 horse sacrifices on the bank of the Ganges, beginning from its mouth and ending at its source, and 78 horse sacrifices on the bank of the Yamuna, beginning from the confluence at Prayag and ending at the source. He established the sacrificial fire on an excellent site, and he distributed great wealth to the Brahmanas. Indeed, he distributed so many cows that each of thousands of Brahmanas had one badva, 13,084 as his share. Please repeat. Maharaj Bharat, the son of Dushmanta, had the mark of Lord Krishna's disc on the palm of his right hand, and he had the mark of a lotus oil on the soles of his feet. By worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead with a grand ritualistic ceremony, he became the emperor and master of the entire world. Then, under the priesthood of Mameteya, Bhrigu Muni, he performed 55 horse sacrifices on the bank of the Ganges, beginning from its mouth and ending at its source, and 78 horse sacrifices on the bank of the Yamuna, beginning from the confluence at Prayag and ending at the source. He established the sacrificial fire on an excellent site, and he distributed great wealth to the Brahmanas. Indeed, he distributed so many cows that each of a thousands of Brahmanas had one badva, 13,084 as his share. Purport. As indicated here by the words Dushmanta Agni Sachi Gune Chita, Bharat, the son of Maharaj Dushmanta, arranged for many ritualistic ceremonies all over the world, especially all over India on the banks of the Ganges and Yamuna, from the mouth to the source, and all such sacrifices were performed in very distinguished places. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 3.9, Jagya tat kamanon yatra loko yam karma bandana. Work done as sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed, otherwise work binds one to this material world. Everyone should engage in the performance of Jagya, and the sacrificial fire should be ignited everywhere, the entire purpose being to make people happy, prosperous, and progressive in spiritual life. Of course, these things were possible before the beginning of Kali Yuga, because there were qualified Brahmanas who could perform such Jagyas. For the present, however, the Brahma Vaivarta Purana enjoins, Ashramedam gavalambam sanyasham pala paitrikam davarena sutot patim kalau pancha vivarjayet. In this age of Kali, five acts are forbidden: offering a horse in sacrifice, offering a cow in sacrifice, accepting the order of sannyas, offering oblations of flesh to the forefathers, and begetting children in the wife of one's brother. In this age, such jagas as the Ashwamedha Yajna and the Gomedha Yajna are impossible to perform because there are neither sufficient rishis nor qualified brahmanas. This verse says, Marmatayam Purodhaya. Maharaj Bharat engaged the son of Mamata, Bhrigu Muni, to take charge of performing this yajna. Now, however, such brahmanas are impossible to find. Therefore, the Shastras recommend Yajnai Sankirtan Prayar Yajantihi Sumedasa. Those who are intelligent should perform the Sankirtan Yajna inaugurated by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Varnyam Tvisha Krishnam Sango Pankastrapashadam Yajnai Sankirtan Prayar Yajantihi Sumedasa. In this age of Kali, people endowed with sufficient intelligence will worship the Lord, who is accompanied by his associates, by performance of Sankirtan Yajna. Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Yajna must be performed, for otherwise people will be entangled in sinful activities and will suffer immensely. Therefore, the Krishna Consciousness Movement has taken charge of introducing the chanting of Hare Krishna all over the world. This Hare Krishna movement is also yajna, without the difficulties involved in securing paraphernalia and qualified brahmanas. This congregational chanting can be performed anywhere and everywhere. If people somehow or other assemble together are induced to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, all the purposes of yajna will be fulfilled. The first purpose is that there must be sufficient rain, for without rain there cannot be any produce. Anad bhavanti bhutani pajanyad anasambhava. All our necessities can be produced simply by rainfall, kamam vivarsha pajanaya. And the earth is the original source of all necessities, sarva kama dukha mahi. In conclusion, therefore, in this age of Kali, people all over the world should refrain from the four principles of sinful life: illicit sex, meat-eating, intoxication, and gambling. And in a pure state of existence, should perform the simple yajna of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then the earth will certainly produce all necessities for life, and people will be happy economically, politically, socially, religiously, and culturally. Everything will be in proper order. Om Agyana Timurandas Yaginanjana Shlakaya Chakshu Anmanitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Hare Krishna. So, description of the activities of Maharaj Bharat, specifically stating that he performed so many sacrifices. Of course, he was a pure devotee. He performed sacrifices for the benefit of the people generally in society, as Prabhupada describes in the purport, so that they could live peacefully and happy and have all the necessities of life. So Prabhupada says that, oh yes, of course that must have been in the Treta Yuga, isn't it? Because in the Satya Yuga, the Dharma, Yuga Dharma, was meditation. In the Treta Yuga, it was sacrifices, as performed by Maharaj Bharat. In the Dwapara Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is temple worship. And in Kali Yuga, it's congregational chanting, Hare Krishna, Shravanam Kirtanam. So, yes, that was it. So that was not in the Kali Yuga. In the Kali Yuga, Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that five acts are forbidden. Yes, those things that he was performing in the Treta Yuga are forbidden in the Kali Yuga. Offering a horse in sacrifice, offering a cow in sacrifice, accepting the order of sannyas, offering oblations of flesh to the forefathers, our begetting children, and the wife of one's brother. So, accepting the order of sannyas is forbidden in the Kali Yuga. But Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, and Srila Prabhupada gave sannyas also. The reason it's forbidden, the Kali Yuga, is because it's very difficult in this age to follow the rules and regulations of sannyas. But it can be undertaken if it's Vaishnava sannyas, Tridanda sannyas is okay. What is really condemned is the Mayavadi sannyas, Ekadanda, because the Mayavadis don't offer service to Krishna. They become very degraded, especially because they think that they're going to become Narayan, they're going to merge in the body of the Lord and become Narayan themselves. So they become very degraded, and it's actually those sannyasis that are condemned. Otherwise, Vaishnava sannyas, as Srila Prabhupada, was desirable for preaching. But Srila Prabhupada emphasized, of course, that sannyas is a very serious matter, and that it is better to remain in one's own position than to take sannyas and fall down, as Srila Prabhupada says, go to hell. It is better to maintain your position. Nirahasya karma phalam, karyam karma karoti ya, sannyas. A sannyas is a person who has what? Described in the Gita. Sannyas is not interested in the karma phalam, the fruits of his activities. He works as obligated, as duty, and is not interested in the fruits of his activities. So that is the definition of sannyas. So anybody in Krishna consciousness, whatever ashram you are in, if that is your consciousness, then you are sannyas. So Prabhupada emphasized, yes, better if you're not able to strictly follow sannyas, better to stay in your position. So in that sense, sannyas can be accepted. Either accept it or don't accept it. The important thing is, of course, to be Krishna consciousness. To be Krishna conscious and understand that our main duty is to serve Krishna. So that's one point. And so in this age, we are people endowed with sufficient intelligence will worship the Lord by the performance of Sankirtan Yajna. So hearing and chanting is recommended in this age, so that people won't be entangled in sinful activities. Prabhupada says, therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement has taken charge of introducing the chanting of Hare Krishna all over the world. This Hare Krishna movement is also Yajna. This is the Yajna for this age. But it doesn't not involve securing huge amounts of paraphernalia which were required in sacrifices, or the qualified brahmanas that were also required. This congregational chanting can be performed anywhere and everywhere. If people somehow or other assemble together and are induced to chant Hare Krishna, all the purpose of Yajna will be fulfilled. So this process of Shravanam Kirtanam has made Krishna consciousness in this age very easy. I mean, for instance, Satya Yuga, if people lived 100,000 years, as Kardama Muni did, he performed meditation for 10,000 years. It's hard for us to sit still for 5 minutes, but you can imagine having to perform sacrifice for 10,000 years. I was recently locked down in the MBT for 9 weeks. And is a very testing time, I can tell you, because you realize, I realized quite quickly that how my mind was all over the universe. My mind was really dictating everything from moment to moment, practically speaking. Because taking a whole day to chant 16 rounds, you know, sit down, stand up, lie down, who's making that noise? How many bananas do I have in the refrigerator? Is my laundry dry? The mind is just going from one thing to another, uncontrolled. So it's very nice to be able to come back into the temple and to be engaged again in a variety of activities, because that's the only way we can control the mind. Being locked indoors for 9 weeks is a very hard test of Krishna consciousness. But here in the temple, there's so many varieties of activities, so we can easily engage the mind 24/7 if we're that way inclined. Of course, well, the most important thing in Krishna consciousness, as emphasized by Srila Prabhupada, is what is the most important thing first in Krishna consciousness? Yes, we've got to chant 16 rounds, but before we even chant 16 rounds, hearing. Hearing is the most important thing. First of all, we have to get people to hear. But that is not such an easy thing. We can come and hear, there's no doubt. And we will get some benefit, even if we don't understand what's being said. We will get some benefit because it's a transcendental process. But are we getting the full benefit? Are we really hearing? This is a question. Jai Shri Gauranitai. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta answered this question in his Amrita Vani. The question he answered was, why is it people are not interested in hearing the truth? And the first answer, of course, is that most people nowadays are interested in prayas. They want immediately to have satisfaction of the senses. And devotional service or the truth is understood by the process of shreyas. It is done for future benefit, ultimate future benefit. Therefore, people are not interested. Even if you can, he said, even if you can find someone who's interested, it's very hard to get them to appreciate the importance and the urgency of Krishna consciousness, even if they have some interest. So, yes, so he was emphasizing that in order to make devotees, he says gallons of blood has to be expended in preaching work, preaching to make devotees. Because he said it may take 100 births or 100 yugas to get to the position where you are actually hearing. Not just sitting and hearing, but hearing so that the hearing enters the heart and affects your life. So that after hearing, you will be changed in consciousness. You will infinitely be improving in your spiritual life. So to get to that position of rapt hearing, what is required? Prabhupada describes this, that to hear with rapt attention, one must be what? First condition, to hear with rapt attention, you must be what? Right. You must be pure in mind. To hear with rapt attention, you must be pure in mind. And to be pure in mind, you must be pure in... Yes, eating, yes. Specifically, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. In other words, you must be pure in action. Yes, you have to be pure in action. So this is the conditions that we have to fulfill to become qualified hearers. So Bhaktisiddhanta is emphasizing, not only is it very rare to find someone who understands the science of prayas, but it's also very hard to become a good hearer. So we have to be pure in an eating. So that's become very difficult in this age, especially at this time, because 50 years ago in Europe and England, people did not have so much money, wealth as they had now. They could not fill they didn't have refrigerators. They couldn't fill their larders with food and eat whatever they wanted, whatever they wanted to. There just wasn't the wealth. And also there was Christianity was still, had some influence in those days, in which, of course, one of the seven deadly sins is what? Gluttony. Gluttony is one of the seven deadly sins. Why is it deadly? Because it leads to other sins. That's why. That's in Christianity. So when I was young, there were not many fat people, not obese people. I mean, in this age, between 30-40% of adults in America are now said to be obese. This is a huge problem for society, for the morale of society and for the future of society. And all over Europe and England, people are overweight and obese. So, to be pure in eating, we know we have to honor only Krishna Prasad. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we can just eat as much Krishna Prasad as we want. There may be some justification for that in the beginning of devotional life, because what else is there to look forward to but to satisfy the stomach? Because everything else is sacrifice. You have to get up early, you have to give up all your sense gratification. But you cannot go on like that in spiritual life, because we chant every day with of all the senses, the tongue is the most difficult to control, the most difficult to control. So once you lose control of the tongue, it's very hard to get it back. Very hard. And if you take your eye off the ball for 5 minutes, you'll find those pounds coming fast. So this is to be pure in eating, we have to restrict our intake of food. There is no doubt about that. If you aren't doing it already, you must begin today. Otherwise, you have a big problem, because if we believe our philosophy, if you cannot control the tongue, you cannot control the other senses. This is science. So on no doubt, there are many stalwart devotees who are battling this problem and are able to some degree survive. But ultimately, we have to control the tongue in order to advance in spiritual life and control our eating. Sleeping, of course, 8 hours maximum a day, 6 hours recommended, 8 hours maximum. Especially, it is harmful to sleep during japa, because inattentive japa will no doubt cause many problems, cause other offenses, and so, and eventually the effects of that inattentiveness will be to develop in time. I think it was Srila Chakravarti Thakur explains that you will develop certain symptoms, one of those being apathy. You lose your enthusiasm for spiritual life. So, of course, then there's mating, of course, sex life. There is only the only sex life that can be sanctioned spiritually is marriage, for begetting children. Otherwise, all other kinds of sexual activities are totally condemned, no matter what. Even illicit sex in married life is also condemned. And then there is fearing, to be pure in fearing. We have seen recently, because of the coronavirus, it's been a challenge for devotees. Some have not passed the test of fearing because they have become fearful. There is no doubt. It was nice to come into the temple and no one's practicing this social distancing and wearing the mask. Of course, it's recommended by the government, but the government thinks they know best to control, isn't it? They're under illusion. One of the six symptoms of surrender, saranagati, is that you are convinced that Krishna is your only protector. Only Krishna can protect you, nobody else. Pahi Pahi Ma Yogan Deva Deva Jagatpate Uttara appeared to appeal to Lord Krishna, please save she had in the womb, Parikshit was in the womb, please save from the Brahmastra. So Krishna was able to save Parikshit from the Brahmastra weapon. So you think that Krishna cannot protect us from a virus. There is karma to be considered there. This virus will go wherever it will go. According to karma, you will get it or you will not get it. And even if a devotee gets it, as Srila Bhaktivinoda said, what will be the result? Your useless life will be finished. Then you will get a better birth, maybe you'll go back to Godhead. But otherwise, if we chant Hare Krishna in devotion, he said that a million plagues cannot harm us. So this is a devotional point of view that we should be preaching heavily now, because you imagine for young people nowadays who are hearing all this and hearing like from even the experts, topmost experts, that maybe we should never shake hands again. This is someone actually said this, that they must be very fearful, especially with the global warming. They're not expected to, they're not thinking they're going to live to adulthood. So these things are there. And of course, it's all secular doomsday things. Now everybody's fearful of touching doorknobs again. We went through that a few decades ago with heterosexual AIDS, right, where everybody was afraid to touch a doorknob. So we have to go through all that again. We'll never shake hands again. So our devotional attitude is not like that at all. We're not fearful of anything, because we understand that Krishna is our real protector. So this is being pure in these activities. Then we can hear. So yes, Bhaktisiddhanta was emphasizing this fact, that to come to this, and Prabhupada said the same thing, that to be good at hearing, one has require two things, either one of two things. One is good luck, and the other is blessed with sukriti, piety. Then one can hear. Otherwise, as he said, it may take 100 yugas to come to the platform where you can hear with properly. So what is our position? Does that mean very rare to find someone who is knowledgeable in Shreyas? Does that mean I'm qualified? Not necessarily. But what we can do as devotees, and Prabhupada gave us, and the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, is that we can repeat simply what Krishna has said, repeat simply what the spiritual master has said, and that is pure. It may not have the potency, but it is pure, and it is just like we may not feel compassion, but just like the medic in the battlefield is helping so many injured people. He may not feel compassion for them, but he's doing compassionate work. So it is very merciful. Srila Prabhupada was very merciful to us that we can participate in this activity. But to be realistic, we have to understand what our position is. That maybe we're still licking the outside of the bottle. We're not even opened the jar of honey yet.
We're thinking maybe spiritual life is nice now, but we're just licking the bottle, the outside of the bottle. We're thinking it's nice. Well, we're getting nice prasadam, it's purifying, but we're eating too much. We're very enthusiastic to honor prasad with so much vitality, so much talking, but coming to class, hearing, not so enthusiastic. But we should be enthusiastic. It's very important to come to this point. So we understand what the conditions are required to actually come to this stage. And we want to become, of course, Prabhupada wanted qualified brahmanas to tell us exactly why it is we're not making advancement. What are the pitfalls in spiritual life? What is our real position? We can, by good association, understand what our position is so that we're not going blindly. We've not taken a wrong turn, because once you take the wrong turn, unless someone corrects you, you're not going to end up in the correct destination. So we need qualified brahmanas. And of course, one of the most important things, qualification of a brahman is cleanliness. Very important cleanliness. That we should have a standard of cleanliness, because if cleaning is a chore, then we're not in the mode of goodness. What to speak of transcendental? We're not even in the mode of goodness, because in the mode of goodness, cleanliness is a source of happiness. So the cleaner you can become, not just in your own space, but everywhere, especially in the Dharma. You see any dirty corner, then it should be made nice. Everything should be totally functional, clean. Not that we're stockpiling rubbish in the corner or anything like that, but every square inch of the Dham should be nice, clean. This is Brahminical standard. Sometimes we're not aware, we don't see the dirt, simply because we don't have that consciousness. So we need brahmanas to point out these things, like Srila Prabhupada had to get off the Vyasasan once to show a person how to clean the floor. Because in this age we are so dull that even we're told to do something, we cannot do it. Even if someone explains to us, you do it this, still you cannot do it. It's a fact. You may do some of it, but you can't do it properly, fully, completely. It's very difficult. Because first, there's not a brahmana who has the patience to keep telling you what to do, and there's not the person who has sufficient intelligence to be able to follow the instruction. So, taking all these considerations into account, we can conclude that Krishna consciousness is very easy in the Kali Yuga. It is, even the demigods pray to be born in the Kali Yuga, because in such a short time we can qualify to go back to Godhead. Providing, of course, I should mention two other things. There is the quality to this hearing is also one other thing is important, because Prabhupada says, okay, you can hear, you come, you hear, you'll be affected, you will become purified, but it's like you take wood, you take wet wood, and you try to burn it. It takes a long time. Anybody's tried to burn, have a bonfire with wet wood, you need a lot of paper, and it takes a long time to get it going. But if you've got dry wood, then pew, immediately, 5 minutes, huge bonfire finished. So that's, how do we get that dry wood? By being careful not to commit offenses. That is the other thing. We want to hear nicely, don't commit namaparad, devotee aparad. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions, please? Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hearing is very important.
Yes.
So sometimes we see, we hear something and we understand something different.
Yes.
How does it happen like that? We are hearing something and we understand something different.
Well, there's a disconnect. Maybe you're not hearing properly in the first place. Well, there's misinterpretation. You may misunderstand what is being said. Yes, see, this is the problem. This is why Bhaktisiddhanta said it takes gallons of blood. You've got to keep preaching until a person understands. Whoever it is, me, you, anybody, whoever, you've got to keep preaching so that until they get to that point of understanding. And then when you understand, then you'll be happy. You'll see things as they are. You won't be bewildered anymore. Okay, no other questions? Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.